this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
The consensus is that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren probably got the Line of the Night award for that. She was speaking at the Democratic presidential debate this week. The question she's addressing isn't a new one, whether women can win the highest seats of power in the United States and here in Canada as well. Now that Warren is attacking the issue head on, the debate is raging once again. Amanda Hunter is the Research and Communications Director at the Barbara Lee Family Foundation. This is an organization that supports women in politics. Pat Sorbara is a longtime liberal strategist and the author of Let 'Em Howl, Lessons from a Life in Backroom Politics. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us. Amanda, we'll start with you. What was your reaction to what Elizabeth Warren said on that debate stage?
Well, we've been studying the obstacles and opportunities women face when they run for office for 20 years. And so, unfortunately, this was all very familiar to us. And based on our research, Senator Warren was able to really keep a light tone and show confidence. And clearly, she was prepared with facts. And we know that those are all tactics that win over voters. Voters assess women's confidence, tone of voice, and presentation when evaluating likability. So she really did a great job laying out the case and clearly stole the debate in that moment.
There's been some audio that's been released subsequently showing that perhaps the tone wasn't as light after the debate when she and Bernie Sanders had a heated moment, and Bernie Sanders denied what Elizabeth Warren had said. Pat Sorbara, what did you make of what Elizabeth Warren said?
Well, I was also quite excited to see the way that Elizabeth Warren handled it, because it is important not to kind of overreact or underreact, because people just look for an emotional reaction most of the time. So she did handle it in a very upfront, calm way. You know, the exchange with Bernie, I think that was okay, even because it's pretty natural that the two of them would have that out, right? They took very different positions during the day, and they were going to have it out, you know, being caught on television having that exchange. I don't think people were shocked. It was going to happen. So
certainly,
it was kind of good to see that they then talked about it.
Well, and it leads to further discussion about the issue itself, which is right. What Senator Warren was alleging that Bernie Sanders said that a woman could not be elected president.
Segment 1.
This question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women, Amy and me.
The consensus is that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren probably got the Line of the Night award for that. She was speaking at the Democratic presidential debate this week. The question she's addressing isn't a new one, whether women can win the highest seats of power in the United States and here in Canada as well.
Segment 2.
Now that Warren is attacking the issue head on, the debate is raging once again. Amanda Hunter is the Research and Communications Director at the Barbara Lee Family Foundation. This is an organization that supports women in politics. Pat Sorbara is a longtime liberal strategist and the author of Let 'Em Howl, Lessons from a Life in Backroom Politics. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining us. Amanda, we'll start with you. What was your reaction to what Elizabeth Warren said on that debate stage?
Well, we've been studying the obstacles and opportunities women face when they run for office for 20 years. And so, unfortunately, this was all very familiar to us.
Segment 3.
And based on our research, Senator Warren was able to really keep a light tone and show confidence. And clearly she was prepared with facts. And we know that those are all tactics that win over voters. Voters assess women's confidence, tone of voice, and presentation when evaluating likability. So she really did a great job laying out the case and clearly stole the debate in that moment.
There's been some audio that's been released subsequently showing that perhaps the tone wasn't as light after the debate when she and Bernie Sanders had a heated moment and Bernie Sanders denied what Elizabeth Warren had said.
Segment 4.
Pat Sorbara, what did you make of what Elizabeth Warren said?
Well, I was also quite excited to see the way that Elizabeth Warren handled it, because it is important not to kind of overreact or underreact, because people just look for an emotional reaction most of the time. So she did handle it in a very upfront, calm way. You know, the exchange with Bernie, I think that was okay, even because it's pretty natural that the two of them would have that out, right? They took very different positions during the day and they were going to have it out, you know, being caught on television having that exchange. I don't think people were shocked. It was going to happen. So
certainly,
it was kind of good to see that they then talked about it.
Well, and it leads to further discussion about the issue itself, which is right. What Senator Warren was alleging that Bernie Sanders said that a woman could not be elected president.